12:35, this is RSN Central. It's time for Jack Dickens' midweek masterclass. Of course, it's Bendigo Cup Day here on this Wednesday. We'll have a look at some of the markets that have just opened with the tab for Saturday's racing. Of course, it's the biggest day, many saying, on the Australian calendar when it comes to thoroughbred racing, Derby Day. But we also have a staking plan for the Wednesday meeting, and Jack Dickens joins us now. Hello to you, Jack.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well, of course. To join our conversation, if you've got a question for Jack, 0416 905052. That's 0416 905052. Now, Jack, where do we start? I think we start with race number two to kick off your staking plan on this Wednesday afternoon. Is that right?
Yes, Gareth, as always, you are correct. We're going to kick off in race two. We're going to back horse number seven, Better Kick. We're going to have $50 on at the $4.20 there with the tab, tab.com.au, Gareth. This horse should settle sort of first three or four in run. Jumped out really, really well. Luke Curry's on. Doesn't have to do a lot of thinking. Just ping the lids, get to the front, hold on. Should be winning.
Okay, so that's some confidence there. Steve Richards prepares. So Better Kick. So Luke Curry takes the ride. Is Luke Curry? Yeah. Steve Richards around $4.20. Leads and wins, basically. What did you think of that first race? And just to get how you think this track might play, they're racing on a good four there, rails in the true, and the Swoopers came into play there in that opening race.
Yes, they did. The horse that won came from last. I think that they're a bunch of walkers, though. I don't think we're going to learn. Like, I'm not going to trust that race as a pattern indicator.
All right, thanks. But
a very impressive win from Hostile Takeover. A lot of merit in that win.
Yeah, it was a terrific win from last to first down that straight there at Bendigo. So we're on Better Kick there in race number two, and then our next bet comes up in race number four, Dicko.
Race four, number 12, Rock Profit. We're going to have $60 on at the $3.80, Gareth.
All right, then why?
Jamie Carr. Is there a rider going better than Jamie Carr in Australia, let alone Victoria?
No, I think she's riding in career best form, and every time you hear her speak, whether it's on TV or radio, it just sounds like she's just loving life at the moment. She's in a wonderful headspace, and you can see that when she heads onto the track, she's making the right decisions and she's just riding with confidence, and the horses just run for her. She's got that, I don't know, she's got that special gift to get on well with a thoroughbred.
And she's making probably, what, 50K a month too? Like that would make, I'd be feeling pretty good about life, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt. Like, it'd help you get up in the morning, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it, Dicko? Yeah, so
that's right, I'm rich. I'm going to go to work again.
Yeah, and she's just got engaged too with Clayton Douglas. So, yeah, life's pretty good for Jamie.
Okay. Anyway, J Carr replaces Lewis German, which is a huge jockey switch. Nothing against Lewis German, but as we said, no one's going better than J Carr. Yeah. She jumps on this horse. This horse was 2.5 lengths off Zutori last start in the Bobby Lewis, a Group 2 over 1,200 metres. It was less than two lengths behind Tefane, who was a $16 chance in the Everest. Like, this is elite form. There's a very, very scary horse here, though, Gareth. Extremely scary horse. And that horse is Overkill.
Yes.
Four starts, all elite performances. The form around Overkill is outstanding. The jump outs look really good. It might roll to the front and give a really big sight. If you're safe with your money, maybe have a little bit on Overkill so you don't lose anything on the race, but we're going to be with Rock Profit. Race 4, number 12, Rock Profit, $60 at the $3.80.
All right, then in race 8, the benchmark 70, you're backing two horses. No surprises there. One will be ridden by Jamie Carr, and that, of course, is Star Ruse.
Star Ruse.
And Think and Fly for Lindsay Park. I think we've been on this horse before. D. Oliver takes the ride.
I think Star Ruse from Barrier 6 with J. Carr aboard is just going to get the perfect run in transit and look the winner. So we're going to have $40 at the $5. Perfect run, should be very competitive. Thinking Fly out to the 600 metres now. Everything ticks all the boxes except for Barrier 13. I don't know what Ollie will do. I like to think I can sometimes predict Damien's intent, but from barrier 13, he could be midfield, three wide, no cover. He might go back to the tail if he thinks the track's racing that way. There's a little bit of speed in this race. I doubt he rolls forward, but I kind of hope he does. I think they're the best two horses in the race, so if he goes forward and they go even quicker, the cream will rise to the top. But we're going to be with Star Ruse and with Think and Fly, backing them both to win about $200. So we're going to spend $90 on the race.
Okay, so a couple of horses that you like there in that race, and then in the eighth race, I think it is.
The ninth race.
Tatanka.
Race nine, number two, Tatanka. What a name for a pony. This horse loves Bendigo. It loves the 400 metres at Bendigo. It's had two cracks at it for a win and a second. It was good last start. It's going to get worse, be back worse in midfield, which I don't love. But I'm happy to sort of gamble at the odds. I think it was 850 when I sent you the text this morning. I think it still is. We're going to have $20 on at 850 to win around 200. So each and every bet today we've had will win us around 200, and we're going to spend 220. So if one wins, we're sweet. If two wins, we've got more money to have on Young Werther on Saturday.
Welcome back to RSN Central. This is the Midweek Masterclass with Jack Dickens, just repeating his staking plan for Bendigo Cup Day. Race 2, horse 7, Better Kick, $500. With the tab, you can get around $420. Race 4, horse 12, Rock Profit, $60 at $380.
Hang on. You just said that $500 on Better Kick.
Did I? I said $50.
We're flying the budget, mate. Actually, I'll have $500 if you'll let me. But...
No, sorry, $50. Getting a bit carried away there, Gareth. Race 8, horse 1, Star Ruse, $40 at $5. And the 3, Think and Fly, will have $50 on that galloper. And then the local galloper with W. Pike in the last, Tatanka. Race 9, number 2, will have $20 on that galloper at around $8.50. So our spend is around $200 there for the Midweek Masterclass. A few questions coming through, Jack. I probably can answer this better than you. What chance Pondus backs up for a Melbourne Cup after winning today on its $600 double? And that's from Brian.
Wow.
That's from Brian from Perth. G'day, Brian. Unfortunately, it's not completely bad news for you here. If he does win the Bendigo Cup, he'll have to win it like Farlap, basically, for Greg Carpenter to give him enough weight or a big enough penalty to get into the Melbourne Cup. But if he does win well, and he comes from last, wins by 3 or 4, who knows? He might start in the Cup. If I'm a betting man right now, I'd nearly be backing him in the Queen Elizabeth on that final day.
Great information for Brian there. I'll be roaring at home for you there, Brian, so I haven't had a bet yet in the Bendigo Cup.
Yeah, and I think he's a pretty good horse, Pondus, but Mark Powell, the foreman for Joseph O'Brien, joined us on RSN 927 today, and he probably goes back from that draw, you would imagine, Jack. So he's got the form lines to be really competitive here. And outside of a few of the internationals, it's not a vintage Bendigo Cup.
Oh, it's just another race, isn't it? We've got Supergirl running around again, Gareth.
Yeah, and Josh Julia said that she's ready to go. But she, I'm just, how many grand finals can she have in the one prep? Because she's been trying to get into the Melbourne Cup or a Caulfield Cup. So she's been, I would imagine, peaked a few times this campaign.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why the race is just causing me to go greyer than I already am. So I've just sort of shouldered arms.
All right, then. What about the Empire Rose? We got the information that Adam Trend are happy and that Mystic Journey is better than she was when she won at Moonee Valley at $4.40. And this is with the tab. Natoya goes around $18, backing up from the Cox Plate. Pretty Brazen, $13. Vanna Girl coming down from Queensland. She stopped over in Sydney, and now she's in Melbourne. She's at $15. Shout La Bar, $31. Felicia at $11. Odium's been heavily supported. Now, the filly that won the 1,000 guineas, she's now the favourite at $4 here.
Yeah. She's got the biggest recent figure in the race on the punting form data, which is a tick. But this is an afterthought, surely. Loses Mickey Walker as well, who seemed to have a really good relationship with the horse.
Yep.
I mean, given a test P in that Caulfield Guineas, now they want me to take $4 here. I won't be able to fall into it. However, with what you've said about Mystic Journey, like she's had three goes at Flemington over the mile for two wins and a second. She's had five goes over the mile in a life for four wins and a second. She's flying. She belted the good Bob Peters mare at Moonee Valley, belted it. And they're saying it's improved.
Yep.
It's a pretty big box ticker.
Yeah, it's a good push. And this is definitely her grand final because she does go out for a spell after this, according to Pete Staples on Tassie Time this morning here on RSN and, Central.
And the horses like Felicia, Madame Rouge and Pretty Brave and are coming out of that absolute disgraceful walk at Caulfield.
Yep.
I don't know what that'll do to them. Like, maybe that's a nice thing. Like, I had a little barrier trial there on a Saturday and that might place them, give them a good platform to run a big race. But I'd probably lean the other way that really walkish tempo isn't what you want to season the horse to peak here.
So when you do your form, and Flemington's going to be a little bit different because it's basically grand final day for most of these gallopers that compete over the carnival. But when you analyse these fields, do you try and profile the race and say, well, there's no pace in this race. It might be a walk. Like that race at Caulfield, when you analyse it, and this is only hindsight, but most of these horses were suspect over the trip, weren't they?
Yeah, it'll take me, you know, an hour and a half to do race five at Flemington. It'll take me a fair while to get Flemington done. But looking at it right now, Mystic Journey's got some tactical speed, loves track and trip, drawn barrier five. She's going to settle midfield or better. So she's versatile, will handle whatever the way the track's playing. Madame Rouge is going from a good draw to barrier 12. She was vulnerable at 1,400 last start Flemington. She's won off a walk 1,400 metres at Caulfield. She probably has to go back from barrier 12. Pen. Yeah. Pretty Brazen, drawn barrier 6. Doesn't run poorly almost ever. Can sort of look at it at $14 and get a little bit excited. Missile Mantra is a horse that I think wants to get to 600 metres. But if it was on pace, there's a horse here that I'm just looking at now, Chica Fawate, out of barrier 13. White barrier doesn't matter. 49 kilos to Dean Owens. It'll roll forward and lead.
Yep, and was good the other day.
$34.
Yep. Does Jack give 50 stars a good chance in the Cantala on at 50 to 1, and now you can get around to $8 for that Lindsay Park train galloper. Tom Dabernick has always said this is his grand final. This is the race that they've set him for. Loves the mile, loves Flemington. He's drawn 15, however. He's at $8. Mr. Quickie, Philip Stokes, over the moon with that last start Group 1 winner at 5.15. I know that when we've had a chat to the great Dean Lester, I think this is the race that they've always had in mind for him. Wild Planet at 18. Yulong Prince at $12. Cascadian Barrier 18.15, Rock Barrier 2, $10. The Velvet King at 50 to 1, the favourite from Barrier 9, Buffalo River at $5. He is on pace. Nonconformist is an interesting runner, won well last start at Caulfield. He's at $10. King's Legacy at 19. Juniper's an emergency, but he's at $13. Harbourview's a third emergency at $13 there, Jack.
You'd spew if you own Mr. Quickie. Like, finally sort of figured the horse out. Now you've drawn barrier 16. The more rain, the better, 50 stars. The barrier draw's awful, but Johnny Allen probably... I hope they be positive if it is the grand final run.
Yeah.
But that barrier draw's not great. The price that bike's on is outstanding. So he's sweet. You just sort of pray to the gods and hope there. Just looking at the barrier draw here, there's a lot of tricky maps here. Like Age of Chivalry, Air Horse, drawn 19, down to roll forward. Buffalo River gets a good run, probably so does Nonconformist.
So how does Flemington usually play when you go back and you look at the history, Derby Day, opening day of the carnival? To me, last year it played really well. Liam O'Keefe is just a star.
Well, it's the best track in Victoria. Yep. Last year it was sort of on pace on Derby Day. There was that... Misty rain, though.
Yeah, but didn't Melody Bell come from last to win the Empire Rose, basically, down the outside? But I think she was one of the... I'll have to double-check that, but she did definitely come down the outside to win that race.
Yeah, well, on Saturday, perfect conditions in the lead-up. I want to find horses that don't settle leading and don't settle last. I want to be in that middle section. A little bit of cover, can blend into the race. Blend into the straight. I don't want to have to if there's a little bit of wind around or rain, I don't want to lead the whole way, but okay. I don't want to have to make a really wide sustained run. Like Melody Bell's a freak. You know, not every horse has that much ability, yep. So I prefer to be midfield.
All right, then, hey, G-Man, given no little rain forecast prior to the Melbourne Cup, who does Jack like? I have about $200 to play with on that race. That's from Tony from Mount Waverley. G'day, Tony.
Melbourne Cup?
Yeah.
Russian Camelot, back up. Follow your money. That's what I'm doing. Very brave on Saturday. Enormous run, considering the race shape and the suicide tempo they went.
Do you reckon he settles over 2 miles, or do you think that race has just it's been the perfect preparation for him heading towards a Melbourne Cup?
I think what Pistol was saying yesterday on the Crystal Ball Girl, the Cox Plate's often a bit of a stronger form reference than the Caulfield Cup. It's just all about the barrier draw, though, isn't it? Like, if he can draw sort of barrier 6, just get a much softer, more economical run in transit, then I think he'll finish off. He finished off over the SA Derby. He finished off. He was 3 wide the trip.
Yeah.
He's had a whole another year to grow and furnish, and the wraps on the horse are enormous. Whilst it was beaten, it was very, very firm in that market. It started $3.70, and it was probably the greatest, biggest betting move of the last 12 months on the winner. It was about $15 into $7 in the last 15 minutes of betting. I've never seen some of that for a long time. It was huge, and it still held its price, the favourite.
Especially the Cox Plate. Like, that was some go. They're still counting their money, I think, with Sir Dragon.
Oh, enormous.
Yeah.
Enormous.
Farnan's at $6, Wild Rule of 6. Mama Reagan's been a disappointment this prep. He's at 70-1. Glanfiddich at $15. Ranting at $15. Doubtland at $16. Anders at $8.50. Holyfield at $26. Extra Time at $70-1. Our Playboy at $34. Flying Award at $26. What's That at $8. Montessier at $9. And September Run's drawn perfectly. Barrier 12. She's the filly. She's at $4.40. What are you thinking? Are you with Doubtland, or are you concerned now with that inside gate down the straight?
No, I'm not concerned with the inside gate. I think there's a couple of bets here. Montessier is a huge price.
Yep.
You can draw a line through, like, what's that in Montessier? Everyone wanted to be with Montessier to beat Swats at Caulfield last start. Now I'm going to get $19 Montessier versus $8 Swats that. That's wrong. So you're entitled to have something on Montessier just off of that, at that price. It and Doubtland are the two I like the big price in a pretty tricky race. Like, it's very hard to confidently take a position on Farnan. You know, off its best work, it's probably wins. But if it's a little bit sus, and the word is it hasn't sort of furnished and grown like the other horses have since its two-year-old season, then it might be a bit of a risk there. So, but September Run's the sort of track and trip horse.
What about
hasn't seen the 1200, but it loves the straight.
I saw Ranting work down the straight there at Flemington on Tuesday morning. Troy Corstens gave it a wonderful push there, I think, for the punters. Like, he's at $15, and you got Anders at $8.50. And he enjoys the straight as well. He gets a middle gate.
Yeah, well, I think we're sort of thinking the same thing. I'd rather have a smaller investment on Ranting, more so Doubtland and Montessier, than really get stuck into sort of September Run or Farnan or Wild Ruler.
Yep. A few of the other markets are open before we let you go. We've got the Victoria Derby. That's been open for nearly 24 hours. Young Werther. At $3.80, I love the comments from Danny O'Brien that he's fitter than my Melbourne Cup horses who'll be going over 2 miles. So he's ready to run a big race. And Hit the Shots had a lot of money for this three-year-old, for Manny Camardi and Fred Kersley. This would be some story, the two combining here and trying to win their first Group 1 races.
Well, it'd be a great story for Fred, but I'll definitely be cheering Damien Oliver to win another derby. Oh. I'm on to win like a house deposit, Gareth. I'll be nervous, be a wreck. I already am. Barrier 4, perfect. I really appreciate Danny O'Brien saying positive things through the week just to sort of quell the anxiety.
So is he your play for the weekend now? But he's probably, if you're just chiming in now, he's too short at 380, isn't he?
I think he's about the right price now. Yeah. There's nothing in this, even though he's lightly raced, the way I like look at form, using the punting form benchmarks, his best figure is 1.2 lengths off Cherry Tortoni, and Cherry Tortoni's got the biggest figure in the race of a 7.7. But even though he's only had the couple of starts, he's already near the level of this race.
Yep. And so you're just hoping for a little bit of improvement, and then he'll be stronger over a trip than, say, Cherry Tortoni, that's always had that question mark whether he would get a strong 2,500 metres.
Yeah, well, going off what he did at Moonee Valley, though, like, he killed him.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. I'm nervous as hell. Like, hit the shot was very, very good at Caulfield. Very, yeah. Very good. Redwood Shadow, even, like, sort of peaked on its run. It could keep improving. We backed that horse to win at Ballarat, you know, a month ago.
Yeah. Hey, the Carbine Club Stakes will kick it off, race one. You got Crosshaven in Danger, Asar that was good in a Guineas, Embolism. So that's a great race. The Wakeful Stakes, Person looks tough to beat. Star Rail, Succeed Indeed. These horses looking to win this and then go into an Oaks, you would imagine.
Danny O'Brien won the Wakeful last year with Miami Bound, who then backed up and won the Oaks. So he's got Star Rail and Salto Angel. Angel was enormous at Caulfield. So both those horses were very good.
Octane, Philip Stokes, boy's keen on its chances. Jamie Carr down the straight in race number three. In the Hotham Stakes, Ashrun looks tough to beat. McAvoy Rides, those horses looking to push their way into the cup.
I like Admire Robson there in race four.
All right, then.
$7 is good shopping.
G-Boss takes the ride. Only a minute away here from the second at Bendigo. And, Jack, we are playing with our staking plan. And we are backing Better Kick out to 420 now.
Oh, nervous. What are they backing, Gareth?
They're backing a few here.
Madam Bolly, J. Carr, Conlon.
And Lindau has had a little bit of support, the two as well. Hey, always, it's a pleasure, Dicko. We'll enjoy, make sure you enjoy that Flemington Carnival. And we'll catch up with you next week for the Midweek Masterclass. And that will be for Kyneton Cup Day.